Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Don't expect to take your out-of-town visitors over going to the Sun Road or the Beartooth Highway for a couple of days, as both of the iconic high country routes were closed after the heavy rain and even snow that pounded the region over the past few days. The rain hit especially hard in Glacier, where several inches of rain forced not only the closure of the highway over Logan Pass, but areas like Mini Glacier to be completely shut down and visitors evacuated. Cowboy State Daily reports a rare unseasonal late June blizzard dropped heavy accumulating snow across parts of the Northern Rockies in Wyoming, forcing the immediate closure of the Beartooth Highway. National Park Service rangers have been deployed to clear jackknife tourist vehicles, taking to social media to warn that sub-freezing temperatures and severe ice sheets were also forcing the emergency shutdown of some of the major scenic loops inside Yellowstone National Park. While northwest Montana grapples with excessive rainfall, central and southern portions of the state are tracking the rapid drying out of the fuels for fires. Local government and emergency management agencies in the Helena and Billings areas issued reminders yesterday regarding fire safety and debris burning restrictions heading into the holiday weekend, citing a projected spike in recreational traffic. Ranchers and agricultural producers in southeastern Montana are renewing public concerns about the long-term hydrological impacts of legacy energy development. The Montana Free Press reports multi-generational water users along the coal tracks expressing some concerns to state monitoring groups that ongoing soil salinity changes and post-mining runoff patterns could permanently degrade local stock water resources if mitigation efforts aren't accelerated before the peak summer heat. Montana motorists seeing some relief at the pumps this week. According to Gas Buddy's latest survey, average gas prices in Montana dropped by nearly 10 cents a gallon, now at $3.97. That's a significant decrease compared to last month's prices, which were 70 cents higher. This is the Montana State News Network.